This hour, we are all about wonder. Where do you find it? Producer Sarah Nix went looking for wonder just down the road.
While I was working on this show about wonder, people in Madison kept suggesting that I visit a place called the House on the Rock. It's a kind of cabinet of wonders, they said. It's awesome in its way. So one cold November Sunday, I drove out to Spring Green, Wisconsin, up the hill to the Rock, where a wealthy eccentric named Alex Jordan built a Flintstones meets Frank Lloyd Wright house. Inside, it feels a bit like Hugh Hefner on magic mushrooms. Jordan was a compulsive collector. There's a whole town dedicated to his dolls. His sprawl of maritime memorabilia surrounds a three-story model of a toothed whale battling a giant squid. In another room, hundreds of wooden carousel horses hang on the walls around an enormous carousel, which is hovered over by an army of mannequin angels with hand-painted wings. And then, there are the calliopes. One after another, I walked through room-sized music machines. This one plays a ragtime tune, that one looks like a Prussian ballroom, plays a Viennese waltz. This one burns with Chinese lanterns. Drop in a quarter and a mustachioed automaton picks up his mallets and beats the drum while figures all around him chime bells and toot flutes. I've been a self-proclaimed wonder junkie for years. I believe in wonder somehow. But for all that the House on the Rock is the American equivalent of a cabinet of curiosities, I didn't find much awe or wonder there. A friend says that awe is our response to something surprising, from which we want to move away, maybe to see it better, maybe to get some space, to stay safe. Whereas wonder compels us. We want to move toward it. Not whoa, but wow. For me, wonder merges mind and body. It's a sense of place in the overwhelming, unknowable universe. It's feeling fully present and connected to something large, complex, mysterious, and benevolent. There's no wonder at the House on the Rock because it's all a little mechanical and cramped. The pinging springs and hissing bellows aren't mysterious. The plethora of collections are just an eccentric imagination made manifest. But standing in front of an old cabinet-sized calliope, I realized it's not the objects of creation that are wonderful for me. It's the act of creation. Our capacity to take in the world, try to understand it, translate it, and share it. Wonder comes when I'm reminded that, unlikely as it is, we are somehow manifest as creative beings on a generous planet, with five senses and the consciousness to contain them all. From an unknowable source, the Big Bang, the gurgling primordial soup, the hand of some god, we get to be here and reflect on being here. And that is the wonder.
I'm Jim Fleming. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.